we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Beautiful, you're beautiful. Oh, you're beautiful.
Hello, admirable viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10K band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Salgum Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Bogotá, Colombia. In Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista. In Villamayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
And in Zona Atlántica, Siquieres, Batang, and Pocora.
Channel 59 on Cable Caribe.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Ningcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Arab Emirates donates medical equipment to a Sri Lankan cancer hospital. In ecology news, Brazil will allocate $200 million US dollars to protect its savanna. In animal news, Benji the Canine inspires a new book written by best-selling American vegan author. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 28th, is the Czech Republic's National Day, honoring the founding of the state of Czechoslovakia in 1918, which later became the Czech Republic and Slovakia. This Central European country's remarkable cultural heritage can be seen in many of its historic centers, which are also United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Prague, the capital, is considered among the most attractive cities in Europe. All in all, the Czech Republic has more than 2,000 preserved chateaux and castles. May the friendly citizens of the Czech Republic have a splendid National Day.
Fly-in news. Thousands flee fatal volcanic eruption in Indonesia. Rescue teams are working non-stop to find survivors after Indonesia's most volatile volcano, Mount Merapi, began spewing plumes of hot ash and rocks up to 1.5 kilometers into the sky on Tuesday, October 26. There were at least 25 fatalities, and dozens more were injured or treated for respiratory problems from volcanic dust. Among those who perished was a journalist, as well as indigenous elder Mba Marajan, also known as the volcano's spiritual gatekeeper, who had stayed behind to urge others to leave. For generations, Merapi villagers have been forewarned of volcanic activity by the region's animals. As Community Radio Lintas Merapi General Coordinator Sukiman Mokhtar Pramoto explained,
"Kalau akan aktif, itu selalu mendekat dengan warga. Itu sering ya, terlalu sering, dan malam pun dia belum kembali ke hutan. Itu tanda-tandanya. Kemudian burung-burung juga begitu. Itu sebagai tanda bahwa kesiapsiagaan dan kewaspadaan masyarakat ditingkatkan akan terjadi sesuatu di Merapi. Kalau sudah ada hewan yang masuk ke kampung Merapi, tidak lama akan terjadi erupsi."
Starting Monday, officials began attempting to evacuate some 22,000 villagers, with many who fled after being initially reluctant to leave. It is now estimated that up to 40,000 people reside in endangered areas, with scientists warning that the mounting pressure beneath the dome may foreshadow Mount Merapi's biggest eruption in years. Several relief agencies, including World Vision Indonesia, have announced their readiness to render aid.
Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials and agencies to find out if further assistance is needed, and to go, if possible, to offer comfort to the displaced. Conveying her sympathies and prayers, she also said that financial assistance for emergency aid is available.
"Our appreciation, all Indonesian officials and agencies working to ensure the safety of the volcano affected, as we also send our thanks for the caring animals' forewarning and for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving concern. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for Allah's protection of all residents of the region, and that such dangerous events are eased as humanity's gentler lifestyles help restore calm to the ecosphere."
For his self-sacrificing efforts to save fellow villagers, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mba Marajan with a posthumous Shining World Hero Award, as well as offering $1,000 to each of his family members to help and comfort them.
Flash floods inundate towns in Or Lạc or Vietnam.
In the early morning of Sunday, October 24th, unexpected flash flooding in Nung San town of Bac Ninh district of southern Binh Thuận province submerged 1,000 homes and destroyed almost 100 hectares of crops. Officials stated that the floods were caused by heavy rains upstream in the Loi River and were the largest since 1996, with a major highway also flooded, blocking traffic for several hours.
On Monday, flood tides causing the Saigon River to overflow left more than 20 streets in the city submerged, with many residents having to use pumps to remove water from their homes after failed attempts to use sandbags. At a recent Asia-Pacific forum on climate change, it was noted that sea level rise related to global warming is already affecting around 25% of the city's population, and may reach over 60% by 2050 if such conditions continue.
Conveying her deep love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please go to offer assistance to the most vulnerable, saying that funds are available for urgent needs.
We are thankful for the unconditional concern of Supreme Master Qinghai, and we pray for the protection of the affected Orlaksese or Vietnamese people, wishing them a soon restoration of their regular day-to-day lives as we all awaken to the need to do our part in caring for the earth and her inhabitants.
Hurricane-like weather hits the U.S. Midwest. Several people were injured and approximately 60,000 were left without power as severe storms made their way across the Midwestern states, including Missouri, Illinois, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Indiana. With conditions that meteorologists said were similar to hurricanes but carrying less force, the storms brought up to 81 mile-per-hour winds and 21 tornadoes were spotted throughout various states on Tuesday, with several homes being damaged. Crews began immediately working to restore function to the affected areas. We are grateful for the timely and helpful response of the emergency personnel as we send our prayers for the injured person's swift recovery and soon return of stability to all affected residents' lives. May such extreme conditions subside through humanity's greater consideration for all beings on earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Frondell Stewart sworn as Barbados Prime Minister. The nation's former Attorney General and acting Prime Minister Frondell Stewart has been formally inaugurated as the island nation's new premier. Prime Minister Stewart stated that he joined politics because he felt it was one of the best ways to eliminate disparities of wealth in society, and he has set a vision of creating a prosperous nation where resources and human rights are shared equally among all citizens. We respectfully congratulate your new role, Prime Minister Stewart, wishing your leadership success in serving the noble goals of your nation and her warm-hearted people.
Sufism Conference promotes harmonious coexistence. Organized by the Sheikh Amadou Bamba Foundation, leading Islamic thinkers, policy makers, and many supporters gathered to encourage a message of peace at a two-day international Sufi symposium held in Nouakchott, Mauritania. Prior to the conference, foundation leaders met with sheikhs of religious schools in southern Mauritania, the same region where spiritual leader Sheikh Amadou Bamba lived more than a century ago. During the meeting, Mauritanian Islamic Affairs Minister Ahmed Old Naini said, "We should revive the venue of Sufism, which is a source of peace and purity of hearts." Senegalese leader Umar Li highlighted the central values of the Islamic faith, saying, "Islam is the religion of mercy and is not a religion of violence. This fact must be clarified and promoted." The conference concluded with an award ceremony and thanks were offered to the Mauritanian government for hosting the meeting, along with prayers for peace and harmony in the world. "Our appreciation, all leaders and participants at the International Sufi Conference, for your efforts to share the noble values of Islam. We join in your prayer with bright hope that love and respect between all of humanity will soon blossom across the globe."
Bumblebees solve complex math problems. British scientists at the University of London, UK, have discovered that bumblebees are capable of performing complex mathematical calculations to determine the shortest route between flowers, making food gathering most efficient. In the study, the bees quickly learned the most effective route even when the flowers were discovered in a different order. Lead researcher Dr. Nigel Rain said, "Despite their tiny brains, bees are capable of extraordinary feats of behavior. We need to understand how they can solve this problem without a computer. What shortcuts do they use? How incredible!" Many thanks Dr. Rain and University of London colleagues for these observations that offer further insights into the amazing intelligence of the humble bee. May we continue to respect and learn from all the cherished animal co-inhabitants we have been bestowed by the divine.
Save our planet. 4 years of drought turns Iraqi and Syrian villages into abandoned ghost towns. The New York Times newspaper in the U.S. recently reported that a combination of resource mismanagement, livestock grazing, and climate change have combined to create inhospitable conditions for farming in the area once known as the Fertile Crescent in Syria and Iraq. The region has become hotter and drier, with more sandstorms and intense but erratic rainfall. More than 100,000 people left their villages as their former homes became buried in sand and are now living in tents near other cities.
Syrian farmer Ahmed Abdullah, who moved with his wife and 12 children to live in a burlap and plastic tent outside Damascus, stated, "I had 400 acres of wheat and now it's all desert. We were forced to flee. Now we are at less than zero. No money, no job, no hope." Moreover, these conditions have affected national food security, as Syria, which mainly used to export grain, has been forced to buy from other countries instead.
We thank the New York Times for this alert to the climate-related disasters facing a growing number of our brethren. May our understanding of the plight of these and so many other climate refugees worldwide galvanize our actions to stop global warming and protect food security, including a shift to organic vegan farming.
During a November 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai explained why animal agriculture is where we must focus to prevent further escalation of unlivable conditions.
Climate change is not an abstract concept at all. It is here and now, affecting our neighbors, affecting us and more next. Children will suffer. Mothers and fathers will suffer upon suddenly losing their livelihoods, losing their loved ones, losing their dignity and happiness, and all might vanish overnight. And please remember, the number one cause behind it all is animal agriculture. How is livestock production connected to these damaging effects, you will ask? There are so many ways that I'm sure I don't have enough time to tell all of them. These include deforestation, soil erosion and desertification, excessive use of precious resources, land and water waste and pollution, and animal, plant and human disease or disappearance. But you see, we are not just victims, we are also the rescuers and part of the solution. If we stop the meat eating, we stop the animal consumption. The main thing is switch away from meat, eggs, dairy, fish, meal by meal, day by day. And we will be living in a vegan paradise in no time.
Save Our Planet, Costa Rica honored with Biodiversity Award. At the COP10 Global Summit on Biodiversity in Nagoya, Japan, the Central American nation was recognized by the Germany-based charity World Future Council with the 2010 Future Policy Award for her innovative and effective protection of nature's wealth. A law enacted since 1998 nationwide has directed taxes on energy-consuming activities toward preservation of natural reserves, as well as promoting clean air, fresh water, and other eco-friendly endeavors. One significant benefit has been the growth of forest cover, noted to have risen from 24% in 1985 to close to 46% today, as landowners are paid to preserve old-growth trees and plant new ones.
With the goal of being the first developing nation to meet United Nations biodiversity commitments, Costa Rica has also established a national commission that brings together scientists, civil servants, and indigenous representatives to collaborate with the government and encourage eco-education among the public. Mario Fernandez Silva, ambassador of Costa Rica at the Japan conference, reflected on the honor of the award, saying, "We feel a strong sense of responsibility about looking after our wealth of biodiversity. Our attitude is not progressive, it is conservative. We remain optimistic, but Costa Rica is so tiny. We need a planetary answer."
A big accolade, Ambassador Silva and Costa Rica, for your deserved recognition. May such noble leadership indeed inspire and motivate many others towards similar preservation of all life in harmonious coexistence with Mother Nature.
Save Our Planet. South Korea's first report on climate change states that average temperatures on the Korean peninsula over the past century have increased by more than twice the global average, with forecasts of more frequent extreme weather patterns that could affect water resources, agriculture, and public health.
Save Our Planet, a study by researchers at the UK-based Grantham Institute for Climate Change, suggests that solar activity has much less to do with climate change than some scientists had thought, accounting for less than 10% of this century's extra warming.
Save Our Planet. 15 Mediterranean countries, including Greece, Turkey, Israel, and the Palestinian Authority, launched the Mediterranean Climate Change Initiative, or MCC, to work together in halting global warming, protecting the ecosphere, and implementing low-carbon development projects in the region.
Warning news. A meat processing plant in Wisconsin, USA, recalls 2,800 pounds of its beef stick products due to foreign materials such as glass and plastic being discovered inside the meat.
How are you, friends? I'm Billy the Goat. It's an animal-free diet for me. Do you like to knit or crochet? Keep your yarn tangle-free with this fun tip. Get an unused, clean flower pot with a drainage hole. Thread the yarn through the hole in the bottom. Then turn the pot over. Hold side up with the remaining yarn inside. Place it on the floor near where you'll be knitting or crocheting. Huh? Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg. Going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around our globe.
In humanitarian news, the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, provides assistance to a Sri Lankan hospital. The UAE's Red Crescent Authority and the Khalifa bin Zayed Humanitarian Foundation have donated medical equipment to the Colombo Cancer Hospital in the country's capital city. The President of Sri Lanka, His Excellency Mahinda Rajapaksa, expressed his gratitude for the important contribution. Our sincere thankfulness, United Arab Emirates, Red Crescent Authority, and Khalifa bin Zayed Humanitarian Foundation, for your care and generosity. May the gift help many people to regain vibrant good health.
In ecology news, Brazil will allocate $200 million to protect its savanna. The Brazilian government has introduced plans to safeguard the Cerrado, a mixed savanna woodland area covering 21% of the country's landmass. The Cerrado is one of the most biologically diverse ecosystems in the world. As part of the two-year endeavor, Brazil will increase patrols to halt the expansion of cattle ranches, clearing for large farms, and tree felling to create charcoal. In addition, 4,500 firefighters will be hired to put out wildfires common to the region. A big green thumbs up, Brazilian government, for your dedicated efforts to preserve the biological diversity of the area. May the treasure savanna return to its pristine state, immeasurably enriching your nation and our entire planet. Coming up, 40,000 years of human and canine co-development is highlighted in a new book. We'll visit the garden and thank God for giving us this nurturing planet. More soothing news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, refreshing news for a rejuvenating world. In animal news, a renowned American author's new book is inspired by his cherished dog companion, The Dog Who Couldn't Stop Loving, by internationally best-selling vegan author Dr. Jeffrey Musayev Mason, described his best dog friend Benji, who simply adores all fellow beings. This includes the family's pet rat and four cats, plus any other co-inhabitant Benji happens to meet, especially children. The well-reviewed book also highlights the co-development of humans and canines over the last 40,000 years. It discusses all that our dog friends have contributed to humans' evolving capacity for love and compassion. Bravo, Dr. Mason, on your fascinating book. We look forward to spending splendid hours curled up with our best canine companion and your illuminating publication.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Adam.
Why was Adam the famous runner, the first in the human race?
And now for our viewers' heartline on nature's beauty, the Burchard Gardens in Victoria, BC, Canada, on a journey through ecstatic realms.
Wonderful! I could be there one day. Cheetah mother from Malaysia.
Amiable cheetah mother, nice to hear from you. The Burchard Gardens in Victoria, British Columbia are truly very beautiful. Best wishes in getting the opportunity to visit this and other natural places in exquisite Canada. May Divine bless you and the kind people of Malaysia.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May we cherish our life on our lovely planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Tunisian film director Hadri Bin Nasser is awarded the grand prize at the 2nd Karibga International Documentary Film Festival in Morocco for his cinematic tribute to beloved Tunisian poet Abu al-Qasim Chebbi.
Secretary General of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, Professor Ekmeleddin İhsanoğlu, pays a first ever visit to the capital of the Republic of Bashkortostan in Russia, where he holds bilateral meetings with President Rustem Kamitov.
In assisting Haiti with a recent cholera outbreak, Spain's International Development Cooperation Agency, or AECID, has activated an emergency fund of 2.5 million euros and will deliver a plane of emergency supplies and water purifying pills, as well as 15 tons of medicines to the Caribbean country.
The U.S. government donates $1.4 million in anti-malaria medicines to help eliminate the disease in Mali.
Turkish State Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Cemil Çiçek affirms his country's willingness to resolve any concerns with Greece through dialogue.
Ghana-born Dr. Peter Bosman is elected mayor of the scenic seaside city of Piran, Slovenia, as the first person of African descent to be inaugurated to such a post in Eastern Europe.
Pledging an additional $60 million for vaccines this year, the UN Foundation notes that polio cases in Nigeria have dropped by 98% since its nationwide launch of an immunization campaign 1 year ago.
China announces the launch of a new metro line with unmanned trains, known as the Automated People Mover System, which will officially open in Guangzhou at the start of the 16th Asian Games.
Officials from Palestinian parties Fatah and Hamas announced plans to hold a second round of peace talks in Damascus, Syria, with the goal of reconciliation and unity.
Following a shipment by South Korean farmers of more than 100 tons of rice to aid flood-stricken brethren in the north, the South Korean government sends 5,000 tons of rice, 3 million instant noodle cups, and 10,000 tons of cement to further assist their recovery.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.